And we have the news now from Karen Carthy.
In the general election, political parties will be announcing policies on a range of issues today, including workers' pay, decriminalising drugs and Irish unification. The Independent Ireland Party will publish its manifesto this morning in Athlone, with a promise to create a new Department of Efficiency and Reform aimed at cutting government waste. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Independent Ireland's manifesto includes plans to reduce the low rate of VAT to 9% to help small businesses and the hospitality sector. And it pledges €1 billion in additional supports for the farming and fishing sectors. The party also wants to reform the planning system and offer new supports aimed at recruiting more healthcare staff and Gardaí. While Fine Gael's Pascal Donoghue will launch his party's policy for Dublin this morning, leader Simon Harris will be on the campaign trail in Cork. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will join party colleagues Louise O'Reilly and Matt Carthy in Dublin to outline how they would make the achievement of Irish unity a priority in government. The leader of Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin, heads to the Meath constituency, while Charlie McConnell Logue outlines his party's vision for agriculture, fisheries and rural Ireland in County Roscommon. The Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman travels to Kilkenny to meet party colleague Malcolm Noonan and publish their Basic Income for Carers commitment. The Social Democrats will launch a youth manifesto. Labour publishes its plan to end low pay and give employees more power, while People Before Profit will unveil its plan to decriminalise drugs and make cannabis legal.
A man who was arrested by Gardaí investigating an explosion in Chrysla in County Donegal in 2022, in which 10 people died, has been released without charge. The man in his 60s voluntarily presented himself at Dundalk Garda Station and was arrested shortly before 10 o'clock yesterday morning. He was detained and questioned over a period of 15 hours. His solicitor said a file will now be sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The man is the fifth person arrested in connection with the investigation to be released without charge. Gardaí have said their investigation into the fatal explosion is ongoing. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has said he will today invite his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to visit Hungary, and that he would guarantee that an International Criminal Court arrest warrant against Mr. Netanyahu would not be observed. The ICC issued arrest warrants yesterday for the Israeli leader and his former defence minister, Yoav Gallant, for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza conflict. Speaking this morning, Mr. Orban, whose country currently holds the EU presidency, described the warrants as wrong. Israeli leaders and the White House have strongly condemned the ICC decision, while the EU foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said the warrants were not political and that all EU member states should respect and implement the court decision. The US President-elect Donald Trump has nominated the former Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to be the US Attorney General. She was one of Mr. Trump's defense lawyers during his first impeachment trial and has been a longtime ally. Her nomination, which needs to be approved by the Senate, replaces that of former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who withdrew yesterday. The Garda associations have accused the Department of Justice of rushing in new disciplinary and conduct regulations, which classifies all misconduct as major and of not respecting the human rights of Gardaí. The AGSI and GRA, which represent Gardaí, sergeants and inspectors, say the regulations, which are due to be implemented next month, are not transparent or clear and do not allow for a right of appeal. The Department of Justice has said it's engaging with the associations. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The Garda associations say they're extremely concerned about new conduct, standards and performance regulations due next month. These, they say, will not address minor behavioural or discipline issues, which will be categorised now as misconduct or gross misconduct and carry penalties up to and including dismissal. They also say there's no right of appeal because the appeals board will be removed and the Garda Commissioner will have the power to withhold documentation. The GRA and the AGSI say the regulations are being progressed too quickly, thereby preventing proper scrutiny, and in their current format will diminish their human rights. The GRA National Executive met earlier this week to raise its concerns. The AGSI is meeting again today. The Department of Justice says it has and is continuing to engage with the associations. The Commissioner, Drew Harris, has asked all Gardaí not to comment to ensure an Garda Síochána's status as a non-political organisation. Paul Reynolds, RTÉ News, Dublin.
Met Éireann has issued a status orange rain warning for counties Cork, Kerry and Galway, with Storm Bert to bring intense falls of rain over a short period from midnight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Very strong southeast to south winds and heavy rain are forecast, which could cause localised flooding, fallen trees and travel disruption. A status yellow low temperature ice warning also remains in place for the entire country until midday. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Cold and frosty with some icy stretches this morning. Scattered showers, mainly of rain or sleet. Some isolated snow showers. The showers will die out from most areas through the afternoon and sunshine will become hazy. Highest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. And there's a warning that southeast to south winds, veering south to southwest, will reach gale or strong gale force tonight on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea, possibly touching storm force briefly between Valentia and Errishead and Fairhead.